And let's pick up Robert in California, and he's got a question about low blood platelet count and a low white blood cell count. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, I am, Dr. Marshall.
And how old a man are you?
I'm 75.
Okay, and when was this diagnosed?
Actually, about 2 years ago, it became a problem. My platelets have been going down steadily since about 1990, when they were in the normal range, but every year it's lower, 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 until finally they reached a low of about 29,000 per microliter.
Mm-hmm.
And they were down there for some time, and then gradually started coming back up, and they've been recently holding it in the 55 to 60,000 range.
Okay.
Still very low.
Yes, I'd agree.
The white blood cell count has been running also low. Instead, you know, it should be up in the 4, 5, 6s, and I'm down in the, like, 2.7.
That's extremely low.
Yes.
So you're going to be pretty tired with this, too.
Exactly.
Let me ask you, how much do you weigh?
I weigh about 175.
Has there been any change in your weight?
No.
Okay, good. All right.
By the way, I might mention to you that I've had two bone marrow biopsies done within the last 2 years, and both of them came out absolutely normal.
Good.
And so they can't find anything wrong with me, but this continues to be a problem.
The low white cell count tells us the body is fighting some kind of infection. And the most common infection at your age that the body's fighting is dead teeth. Okay? So the first thing I'd be looking for is a dead tooth, or a restoration over a tooth that's dead, but it doesn't hurt you, and that's why it's so tricky to find. That's one. The second one is not being able to digest your food. At 75, you're producing about 0 to 10% of the digestive enzymes you made at 18.
Yes.
And as a result, unless you get on a digestant, you're going to have some mighty rough years here and wish you died probably before you do.
So, I know, I've been having digestive problems. In fact, I'm taking enzymes, but they don't seem to really do the trick.
Enzymes wouldn't be enough at your age.
No.
What you're going to need is, at 175 pounds, the most important thing is to get on the HCL detox kit. This is hydrochloric acid. And what you're going to need is, I'd probably use about 4 HCL and 2 Activator, and you're going to take these end of meals, okay?
Each meal?
End of every cooked food meal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then with the meal, you would take 2 Quantum Digest. Now you'll have enzymes that really work, but you'll also have the HCL, so that when you'll swallow the enzymes with the meal, then at the end of the meal you'll take this, and you should observe the first time you do it, you feel better, and now you should start to get stronger. I have a feeling that at least part of this platelet count problem is the rotting food. And this has gone on probably 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
So your body has been very strong. It's endured it, but it's been a tough one. Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
Long term, but yeah, about 38 years ago, I quit.
Okay. Okay. That's good. So hopefully there's nothing like that in your system, and you're going to be okay, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I would also do things to get your immune system to respond. Today's special seems to be just for you, the colostrum powder and nucleotides. And the nucleotides, I'd probably take about 4 per meal for a while to give your thymus a chance to get built back up, to give the bone a rest from the turnover that's going on here,
mm-hmm.
and to function like a stand-in immune system. About a teaspoon of colostrum a day, blended in some water or some other foods, very good tasting. And what this should do is rest the need for white cells and cut the demand, so that naturally the white cell count in the serum will rise. And the nucleotide should make your killer cell more efficient, so that the fight will be, each cell will be more efficient, and so this whole dance should shift more to your favor. But I'm going to urge you to see a QRA practitioner who can test every tooth and do a better job than a dentist in determining which ones are leaking, which ones are dead, whether we've got a problem with the gum. And what I would say is, at this point, I would not want you to do a lot of dental work. All I'd want to do is identify any dead teeth and get them extracted.
Mm-hmm.
And if you already have had teeth extractions, there may be sites where they were extracted that have left an infection in the bone. They can find this, show you how to use Medi-Dental Packs to get them out of there, and take this chronic, unrelenting load off your immune system.
Amen.
Okay? That's what I would do a year ago.
Yeah, exactly. This specialist you recommended is called a what?
Quantum Reflex Analysis Practitioner, QRA Practitioner. If you call the order line, wherever you are in California, they'll give you the name of a couple people who are trained and certified to do this, okay?
Okay.
Good talking to you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
This is beatable, so don't, you know, you got to take some action. Don't just sit around, but this can be beat, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.